Now, CFS volunteers gave more than 1.3 million hours of their time over the past 12 months, responding to almost 9,000 incidents, and they're not just fighting fires. Georgie Cornish is the acting chief of the CFS, and she joins me now. Hi, Georgie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And gosh, looking at these stats, they're pretty staggering, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a really strong indication that really our members of CFS don't just turn up to fires, as people might think, but we're actually attending a myriad of other incidents.
Yeah, so one of the top-ranking ones was severe weather call-outs. Tell us about what you guys get up to there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, people, your listeners, will be well and truly aware of the weather that we've had in the last few weeks. That includes things like fallen trees, flooding, animal rescues. We do all of that and we help out with all of that across the state. So it's really a heavy workload.
And then there's also some road crash rescue and accident cleanups, that sort of stuff, which people might not realise that vehicle-related incidents aren't just a police issue.
Yeah, they're absolutely not. So this year we've attended 2,230 vehicle-related incidents, which is a huge number.
What else is keeping you busy?
Well, for us, we're really looking at, I suppose, those key elements. People know us for the rural incidents that we might undertake, for the fire incidents, the small fire incidents, obviously. But as you rightly said, it's those vehicle-related incidents that take up an awful lot of our time, and our volunteers commit significant amount of hours on the roads for those.
Yeah, and I bet they must have a lot of skills under their belt as well from working on these sorts of things.
Yeah, that's right. So we do some extensive training. So we do an awful lot of training for our members. It's not just about doing the training for how to address firefighting. It's obviously we do a lot of road crash rescue training as well. And so when volunteers turn up to these events, they are invariably well trained, but it's not just the hours on the road or responding to an event that they're committed to. It really is the training that they do as well on top of that. So these volunteers who've committed these hours, this might be the hours to incidents, but they've committed so many more hours to training.
And do they have much support? I imagine sometimes volunteers see some things and go through some pretty heartbreaking incidents. Do they have much support from the CFS when that stuff happens?
Yeah, they absolutely do. So we have had for many years in place a peer support network, because as you can appreciate, when you see those sorts of things and for road crashes, that can sometimes be really traumatic for any event, really. But we have these great peer networks in which people can contact people who have been through similar things as well. So as well as that opportunity, I suppose, obviously, aside from the peer support network component, we also obviously offer the professional EAP support, so we facilitate a lot of that. And, of course, the group debriefs, because they're really important after an incident. Anyone who's been to an incident will know that they really do need to have a chat about that and sometimes have that supported.
Georgie Cornish is with me. She's the acting chief of the CFS. We are talking about the extraordinary amount of work the CFS volunteers have done over the past 12 months. When the Cuddly Creek fire happened, I thought, oh my goodness, it just sounds so scary going out there and fighting these fires. I thought that people might be scared of doing it, like me, but it actually created a huge recruitment drive. A lot of people got involved and got really inspired to help their communities, I hear.
Yeah, without a doubt, we've had significant numbers, and we always do after large events, because I think people absolutely see that we train our members to know what to do and to work with that. And people absolutely want to help their community. I mean, that's the very essence of what CFS is about. We are committed to supporting our community, and people want to be a part of that. And to have the skills to do that safely and responsibly is really important. So we always see an increased drive for membership after the events. And for us, it's really also about building that that depth of capacity, because what we find for some of those longer events, and if you look at some of the campaign events, if we look back to 1925 season, we know that people do a lot of hours, and we know that people need to take rests. And so to enable people to take rests, the more members we have, the better.
Yeah, are you after some more members?
We are always after more members, and look, now is a really good time to, if people were thinking about being part of the CFS or curious, now is a good time to pop down to your local station and have that conversation there before we move into, I suppose, what we would call our peak operational season, which is typically the summer. So if people are curious, then yes, I would absolutely encourage them to pop down.
And I know a lovely lady who, she's not on the front lines, but she helps, you know, with the strategy and the coordination. You know, there's lots of different roles that people can play, you know, from an office or admin perspective. It doesn't have to be getting out there and getting amongst it, right?
Without a doubt. So the roles that we, I know people often consider Country Fire Service to be really about firefighters getting on trucks. That is obviously a big part of what we do. But without a doubt, there are people who are in that support role and myriad of those support roles. So that might be working on radios, that might be scribing, that might be providing reports. It might be planning strike teams. A lot of logistics required. You know, you can never underestimate just the amount of energy and effort and the hours that are required to get people to the front of the fire. So please, for those who are listening who might be interested, don't think that the only opportunities available to you are to get on a truck. If that's not for you, then guess what? There's plenty of other work there.
Oh, fabulous. Well, Georgie Cornish, Acting Chief of the CFS, a pleasure to have a chat with you today. Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks so much.